Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Mike Chartak. Batting 6th. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting 8th. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Sig Jackuki. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sig Jackuki. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Guy Kurtwright. Batting 7th. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackuki fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak strikes out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Christman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarrilla who is chasing the ball. Tucker reaches third base with a triple. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chartak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Tucker strikes out. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Curtwright strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Hayworth reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 0-for-1 in the game. Jakuki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field. Krivic picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Krivic. Moses scores. Schalk moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sam Zaldak now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball towards center field. Tucker fields the ball and throws to third. Hodgen drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Hodgen. Gutteridge scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-2 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Tucker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. Kurtwright hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Burns bunts towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chartak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-2 in the game. Haynes hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chartak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Sam Zoldak. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Caster now pitching. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Schock hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 3 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chartak moves to second. Gene Moore pinch hits for Red Hayworth. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Mancuso now catching. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0 for 3 in the game. Cartwright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tresh strikes out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cartwright moves to third. Eddie Carnett pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to second. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Moses is walked intentionally. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards second. Stevens fields it and tags Webb, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Orville Grove now pitching. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Webb applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodgin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kurt Wright hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burns. Kurt Wright reaches second base with a double. Hodgen moves to third. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-4 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stevens bunts towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. Zarrilla moves to second. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-4 in the game. Chartak hits a line drive towards third. Hodgen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Burns is walked intentionally. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burns, who is chasing the ball. Grove reaches third base with a triple. Webb goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.